Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. India and Singapore have exchanged four memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the fields of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies, and the India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's ACTIS policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, yesterday. In his remarks, Prime Minister Modi said, "Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation." Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has asked the armed forces to be prepared to face any eventualities to preserve peace in the country amid ongoing conflicts world over. He asked top commanders of the armed forces to analyse events such as the Russia-Ukraine war, the Israel-Hamas conflict and the current situation in Bangladesh, and to remain prepared for any unforeseen challenges. Presiding over the Joint Commanders Conference in Lucknow yesterday, Singh said that India is a peace-loving nation and the armed forces need to be prepared for war in order to preserve peace. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Employment, Ramdas Athawale, will be on a two-day visit to Nagaland. He will arrive this afternoon. During his visit, the Union Minister will pay a courtesy call to Chief Minister Nipirio at his private residence, Sovima, in Chimukedima. At 4:30 p.m. today, he will attend the foundation stone laying ceremony of the Mandi project at Agri Expo. The minister will also meet the officials of State Social Welfare Department at Nyatu Resort on Saturday before leaving for Delhi. The Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Nagaland, has officially handed over the shopping complex at Forest Colony, Dimapur, for the establishment of an integrated business hub and innovation centre. The official handing over ceremony took place in the presence of the Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Nagaland, C.L. John. Principal Chief Conservator of Forest and Head of Forest Force, Tramindra Prakash, presented the Memorandum of Understanding, signifying the transfer of the facility to the Principal Secretary and Development Commissioner, R. Ramakrishnan, for a period of 10 years. The envisioned centre aims to provide state-of-the-art facilities and support services tailored to empower local businesses and startups. Additionally, another MOU was inked among four departments: Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Industries and Commerce, Planning and Transformation and Investment, and Development Authority of Nagaland, to ensure seamless operationalization of the Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Centre. Nagaland police conducted a series of motor vehicle checkpoints across the state over the last 2 weeks. During the exercise, 14,910 vehicles were inspected to verify documents, check carriage of contraband, IMFL, narcotics, illegal substances, and to keep citizens secure. A total of 258 vehicles were impounded under various sections of the Motor Vehicle Act, and 8 vehicles seized for lack of valid documents. A total of 40,500 rupees in fines was collected for various violations. Police also seized several bottles of IMFL and other substances, including cotine, spasmoproxivone capsules and brown sugar. Further, 19 individuals were detained for violating the inner line permit regulations. Nagaland is making its debut in the prestigious beauty pageant Miss Universe India 2024. Rufuzano Wiso, 24-year-old, will represent the state in the Miss Universe India 2024 pageant. Addressing media persons at Kohima yesterday, President of the Beauty and Aesthetic Society of Nagaland, BASN, Mele Pucho, said the finale of Miss Universe India contest will take place on 22nd of September at Jaipur. He said it is a moment of pride for BASN that Wiso was selected to represent the state in such a big national beauty pageant. extending best wishes, Bucho exuded confidence that Rizzo's hard work will pay off and that she will bring laurels and make the state proud. Rizzo said her journey is not just about personal achievement, but also showcasing the rich culture and beauty of Nagaland to a larger audience. She hopes to bring laurels to the state with her talent and grace, and also sought support from everyone. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.